Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic, and it is Netilas Yadayim, washing of the hands in the morning when we wake up. In fact, we do have a connection to Parshas Metzora, the Pasuk in Vayikra Tesvav. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, talking about Ezav, that somebody who has a certain level of Tumah, a certain type of Tumah, B'chol Asher Yiga Bo Hazav, anything that the Zav touches, V'yadav Lo Shataf B'mayim, and he did not wash his hands in water. Chazal actually teaches us, and this is how the Torah Tamima explains it, that truth be told, a Zav, he would have to go to mikvah. So why does it use V'yadav Lo Shataf B'mayim, he didn't wash his hands? This is coming to teach us that there is a quasi-source in the Torah for Netilas Yadayim, even when somebody is not a Zav. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, says as follows, Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, made the following limud from this pasuk, V'yadav lo shataf b'mayim, mikan, from here, Samchu Chachamim, we have a smach, we have a quasi-source for Netilas Yadayim in the Torah. So in fact, that's our topic, washing hands, Netilas Yadayim, when we wake up in the morning. So we're going to go through today one question. What is the reason that we have this requirement of washing Netilas Yadayim when we wake up in the morning? What's the reason? What's the tam ledavar, the reason for this? So in fact, we're going to see that there are two reasons. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows, it's daf kuf ches amud beis, yad hanogas ba'ayin. If you have your hand and you have not washed Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and it says if you want to touch your eye, it's preferable to have, literally, tikatzitz, it's preferably to have your hand cut off than touching the eye. Because if you haven't washed Netilas Yadayim yet, there's a ruach ra, there's an evil spirit that is on the hands. I don't have a better definition, ruach ra. But it will cause damage to the eyes. It can even blind the eyes if that ruach ra has not been removed from the hands with the Netilas Yadayim. And there's a whole list of other body parts that should not be touched with one's hands if you haven't washed Netilas Yadayim. Just like don't touch your nose. If you haven't washed Netilas Yadayim, it'd be preferable to have your arm cut off than touching your nose because it'll cause damage. And same thing, touching your mouth and touching your ear, etc., etc. Don't touch any of these body parts because you have to wash Netilas Yadayim. And the Gemara explains, it brings the Braisa Tanya. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Bas Chorin Hizo, this Ruach Ra is free to go because somebody hasn't washed Netilas Yadayim, u'makbedes ad shiyirchotz yadav shalosh b'amim, and it's makbed. In other words, it's going to cause damage, it's going to cause danger until the hands are washed three times. We see here three times because that's what's necessary to remove the ruach ra. The Ritva, major commentary on the Gemara, one of the great Rishonim, says, the kol elu sha'asru lagas b'hem, the whole litany, the whole list of items that the Gemara says, don't touch them with your hands until you have washed Netilas Yadayim, is because of the Ruach Ra that is called Bas HaMelech. That's the name of the Ruach Ra that descends upon the hands until they are washed in the morning. So that's the danger. The Bas HaMelech stays there until we do a Netilas Yadayim three times on each hand. So that's reason number one, because of the Ruach Ra when we sleep, or maybe overnight. We'll have to get into a discussion. Is it the sleep that causes it, or is it that night that causes it? Even if you don't sleep, maybe there's still the Ruach Ra. We'll Amir Zashem get to that. Then the second reason for the Netilas Yadayim is based on a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan tells us as follows, somebody who wants to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim in its wonderful, in its ideal fashion, Shlema. This is the best way to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim through our Kriyat Shema, and then we dav in the Shemona Esrei. Yifaneh should go to the bathroom. Gedolim should move his bowels. That is taking away any disturbances when you're going to come and daven. V'yitol yadav, the Gemara tells us, after going to the bathroom, wash Netilas Yadayim, and only thereafter, v'yaniach tpilin, tfuran tfilin, say the Kriyat Shema, and daven the Shemona Esrei. And the Gemara tells us that this is Malchus Shamayim Shlema. This is the ideal way to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim. In fact, an interesting point, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Erchatz b'nekayon kapai, I will wash my hands with cleanliness. Archatz b'nekeyon kapay, that we clean the hands for tefillah, and because it uses that interesting language, nekayon archatz, I wash b'nekayon kapay, that if somebody does not have water, then you could use anything that is menakeh, cleaning the hands. So even other items, in Mirza Shem, we will get to this as well, that if somebody doesn't have water, based on this source at least, then you would be able to wipe your hands on a piece of wood, etc., something like that. And indeed, this could be a very well, a nafka mina between these two reasons. If it's ruach ra, he said you need to wash your hands with water three times. And now we're seeing if the reason is washing for tefillah. This is our second reason. This is in the enabler. It's the proper way to go into your davening. Haven't gone to the bathroom, wash netilas yadayim, and thereafterward we say Shema, we put on tefillah, we say Shema, and we say Shemoneh Esrei. So we see here the reason is for the davening. For the second reason, if you don't have water, indeed you could use something else as long as it would be cleaning the hands. So we have two reasons, and it seems that we are already discussing various nafkaminas ramifications, whether we are in the first reason of ruach ra, and we are trying to remove the ruach ra from the hands by washing netilas yadayim, or we are washing for purposes of tefillah. Have a wonderful day.